I'd like to make a motion to amend the main motion. I move to amend it by substituting that the total sum of $25,352,915, comprising $20,046,960 for operating and capital budget from local sources and $5,305,955 from general state aid, be appropriated for the school department in fiscal year 2010.
Okay, I'm
going to
repeat that to you, but I need you to state your name.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin Katz.
So I have a total $25,352,915.
Correct.
The local $20,046,960.
Correct.
And the state $5,305,955.
Correct.
Did you want to speak to that since your last motion was on the floor? We're now on Mr. Katz's.
Mr. Moderator.
You need a second, I believe.
You want the motion repeated?
The motion is. Repeat the motion.
To amend the budget committee recommendation so that the operating capital from local sources is $20,046,960. The general state aid, $5,305,955, with the total being $25,352,915. Okay, does the maker of motion to catch it for
you? Just for procedural, did you hear a second?
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
I'd like to, actually covers all three of these amendments that we've heard. If you look at what the budget committee has come up with, they've in the town council and school committee, in figuring out what we can afford, they've made assumptions as to our revenue. That's on page 2. The amount of state and federal aid, again, as you said, this is a made-up number in some respects, is $5,305,955. These amendments that I've heard have all simply stipulated from what happens if that amount does not occur, whether the town is liable, whether the town, the school committee has to come up with some other way. All these numbers are made up, and the budget is based on them because we don't have that information yet. I would remind everybody also that the contract for the teachers, which is the